Hey everyone, it's Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. Today on our episode, we have Zach Khalil, who is a recruiter at KPG, and we're super excited to talk to him because he has a different perspective. He has a different location, which we're going to talk about, than most people might think, you know, of recruiters being able to live, and we kind of share that in common, so I'm excited to get into that. But it's just going to be all about recruiting, all about KPG today, and a unique perspective from Zach. So Zach, will you kind of just give us an introduction and tell us about your background in travel nursing and recruiting and leading and just kind of your experience in this industry?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Yes, so definitely I've been in the healthcare industry for a little while. It's been about roughly 6 years. A little bit of a scattered background as far as healthcare. I've definitely done quite a bit of nursing, but I did also do a few years in the allied side with the physical, occupational, and speech therapist too. But the last few years, I have been solely kind of doing travel nurse recruitment. I started off with a larger organization, and that kind of just added to a little bit of previous nursing experience I already had, having done per diem and the day-to-day registry. And now just kind of gearing more towards learning the travel nursing side of the business. And basically, I've been doing that solely for like 3 years now. So just really focused on travel nurse recruitment. I wasn't really happy with the setup of my first agency that I worked with. Not a lot of transparency. So what I did was I decided to kind of branch out on my own and start looking at other options. And I found KPG. I liked their business model a lot better. It's a lot more transparent with the recruiters, with the nurses. So I just felt it went, it kind of worked better with my personality, my character, being more of an honest, transparent person myself. I felt more comfortable working with KPG because it allowed me to not only be who I am, but the company from the top to the bottom encourages us to be very transparent with our nurses, tell it like it is. We believe that even if we don't have the right thing, as long as we're always kind of giving the nurses the honest truth, if it doesn't work out, then we believe that they'll eventually cycle back to us because we were the ones who always kind of played it, you know, played it fair, played it true to what it is. Yeah, so that's a little bit.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. We're all about honesty and transparency for sure here at Wanderly. That's why we were created. We just wanted more of that in the industry and definitely for the travelers especially. So we love hearing that. What would you say, Zach, is your favorite part about recruiting, your least favorite part about recruiting, and then what your normal day looks like?
All right, fair enough. So favorite part about recruitment, I think it's at the end of the day, it is a good rewarding feeling when you close a contract, knowing that obviously it's great to close a contract and help your company grow, but it's also a good feeling to know that you have filled a need at a hospital level where they need those nurses to come in so that patient care is upheld and patients are not being neglected. And so that's always a good feeling to know that my role, in many ways, is directly, you know, linked to, helping hospitals, you know, get their patients looked after for sure. As far as least favorite part, that's a good question. I guess I've never really thought about what's my least favorite part of recruitment. I guess, to be honest with you, of course, there's a lot of challenges with the saturated market, so that can always be fun to work with. There's certainly a lot of agencies out there to choose from. I think that does become overwhelming for a lot of travel nurses as well, because they're like, oh, well, who's this company and why should I work with this company? And so it does create sometimes some barriers that we all have to kind of like break down slowly and, you know, show the nurses, this is who we are. This is what our company is about. We're not changing tomorrow. We're going to still be the same company, and just kind of gaining that trust. So that sometimes can be a challenging part for sure. And then about the day-to-day for me, well, as far as work goes, so we work in El Segundo, which is great. We're off on the beach side. It's great weather. It's cooler in the summer. So it's nice being out that way. But I do work, I do live in Orange County. So I start off my day with a nice hour commute out there. And then, from there, basically, once we get to the office, we have a great, relaxed, beachy environment, actually, to be honest. Our company believes in creating a very healthy work environment for all the staff there. I've never really had the privilege of being in such a great work environment. So we have fun there. We have a lot of fun. Obviously, as far as my day-to-day work routines, I do spend, probably my entire 8 hours of my day on Facebook recruitment through a number of different travel, nursing gypsy pages. It's where I successfully have, identified and partnered up with a lot of travel nurses and successfully helped them find their ideal placements or their ideal opportunities. So I definitely spend a lot of time on Facebook. It's very easy to find me on there. Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, that sounds like, first of all, that sounds awesome. I love how you were explaining the atmosphere at KPG. That's really cool. And it sounds super relaxing and like a really fun place to grow. And that just sounds like a brilliant place to be able to go to work every single day. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And I totally agree with you on your favorites and your least favorite parts about recruiting. That's definitely something we hear a lot and things that have just kind of come up in conversation with recruiters and with travelers. So hopefully we can all come together and figure out a way to navigate those together. If you could think of one thing that you wanted travelers to know about you specifically and one thing you want travelers to know very specifically about KPG, what would those two things be?
So, about me personally, is that what?
Yep.
Just want to, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like you as a recruiter or your personal life too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I've already kind of elaborated a little bit on it, but I'm typically a very transparent and honest person. It's how I believe in living out my life outside of work, with my family, with my cousins that I live with. So I like to be able to work in a company that allows me to be that same person. So, I give all the information I can up front. I like to paint an honest picture of what I'm presenting. So that's something that kind of, is about me as far as, as far as my recruitment approach. It's very honest. It's very transparent. It's that simple. If I have the right opportunity, I'm hoping to obviously, get a win-win situation with a nurse who's looking for that same opportunity. And if I don't, then I understand, I hope we can partner in the future. As far as one thing about KPG, I'd like to say more than one thing, but I guess, one thing, I think it's kind of a little funny, but I think a lot of people think that KPG stands for Kaiser Permanente Group. And I can see how that would be very easily mistaken. It has the same initials. But KPG actually is the initials, for our owners, Chris Page and Joe Gospin. And they are just some terrific guys. I get to work with them in the office every day. So we are not an agency that is, owned by another agency or, sub vendor to another agency. We're our own, separate agency. So that's one thing we get asked a lot. So that's just kind of one thing, that's definitely great. I get to see my owners every day, which is really, really cool. And just to know that the people that are running the show, to know what they're like, their personality is, and just the way they're business-minded and their approach towards how they take care of their internal staff is phenomenal. So that just, encourages me to obviously, to drive myself harder for sure for them. Yeah.
Well, wow. That's so nice to hear. I've actually never been on a podcast where the recruiter has felt this passionately about the company and their leadership. And I mean, we've had a lot that love where they work, but it's really nice to hear that. I mean, that's really great. I'm really happy for you. And I feel the same way about where I work. So it's just awesome. That's great.
Yeah. It is refreshing.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say is, you've talked about your recruiting style a lot, but what would you say is your recruiting style? Like, what can a nurse expect from you? Let's do that.
What can a nurse expect from me? Well, again, it's going to go back to honesty and transparency. And I know that, that's easily said, but a lot of the nurses, if not all of the nurses who work for me, would certainly say that. I can't stress that enough. I think that when I first started off in the nursing industry doing registry locally in Orange County, I got to know a lot of the nurses that worked for my agency, and we really chatted things out. And I got to hear a lot of horrible stories that they had experienced with other agencies and how they were mistreated and abused and just kind of contracts that went south and things that the agency could have done better. And I think that that sparked the fire in me to do just the opposite and try to do everything I can as a recruiter to avoid a travel nurse from having a bad experience. So I strive to, like I said, set up and paint an honest picture where the hospital is located, what kind of setting it is, and how much the job pays, and what unit you'll be working in, and how much, here's the pay breakdown in great detail. This is what our company's benefits are, so that the nurse can make her own, his or her own educated decision from there. Really try to leave everything exposed so that then, if something down the road goes wrong at the hospital level, of course those are things that we can never control as an agency, but at least they'll leave having been satisfied with having a good experience with the agency side, because that's the part that we can always control. So I would say that that's basically where my passion lies in nursing, is to make sure that I want to treat every nurse like a human being and not just a number, and try to make sure that even if they only work with us for one 13-week assignment, that they had a great experience. So they go on having had a good experience for travel nursing in general, but also, hopefully they'll also have good things to say about KPG when they leave, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I think that that's the exact mindset that the entire industry needs to have, because that's exactly why we're here. And I love that you just said all of that, because I totally agree with you. And being a nurse, that's really refreshing to hear. So, Zach, well, thank you so much. Well, let's talk about you, because what we have in common is we both live on the very west coast of California, right by the beach. You and I are neighbors. So yes. Tell us about some of your hobbies. Like, what do you love to do out here? Because people have this misconception that, oh, I could never live in LA because of the traffic or the busy or the hustle or the price. And it's like, a lot of those make sense, but where you and I live, it is a lot slower and it is more of the beach life. And it is, a little bit slower pace and more affordable and things like that. So will you kind of give your weekend life and like what you like to do out here? Because there's so many things I think people should hear.
Sure. I do live in Orange County. So my favorite beach to go to is Huntington Beach. I absolutely love it. Of course, I love other beaches too. In the Orange County area, my two favorite spots is Huntington Beach and then Balboa, down just south of Newport, which is just beautiful. So Orange County, I do love. Definitely not bad when it comes to traffic whatsoever. It's beautiful. LA, of course, very beautiful too. Where I work, right on the water, it's just great. But as far as my personal hobbies, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I don't have I'm not the kind of person who goes hiking or very specific types of hobbies. But I do love to spend most of my weekends going to a new restaurant somewhere nice. I'm very much a foodie, so I love to try restaurants. I love to be out at a restaurant on Friday night, Saturday night, maybe even Sunday night too. So I'm always talking with friends or my cousins that I live with about, you know, some new spots to try out. There's a lot of great, you know, that's one thing we have in Orange County and LA is that we have a lot of, you know, variety when it comes to food options. So I'm always looking for a nice restaurant to go hang out. And then, of course, always usually, you know, maybe going to see a new movie on the weekends and things of that nature. Other than that, love going in the morning to little 85 degree bakery shops that are scattered out throughout the area to get some nice coffee and some sweet bread in the morning, and watching some football. I'm a big football fan, so definitely love going to like spots like, I don't know, like this last weekend I was at BJ's and Cerritos, just enjoying some football and some drinks. So that's a little bit about me, but my weekends are usually on the low key side. I do love getting out, and I do love spending some time at home too. Yeah.
Definitely. I'm kind of a homebody. It's like, I love when I can go out and have fun and do all the events, but I feel ya. It's so nice to just sometimes be at home and eat. I like to Postmates things too. Eating at home is like one of my most favorite things.
I am constantly on doing Uber Eats or, you know, or Grubhub, like eating. And I'm like I said, I love food. So
totally.
I've really become big on Thai, and you know, I love different cultured foods. So I'm always eating Mediterranean, of course, because I'm Egyptian myself. Get into a lot of Indian food, and just a ton of different cultures. I'm really big on Korean barbecue on the weekends, so I'm always going to different spots and switching it up. Yeah, so that's a little bit about my weekend and my hobbies. Other than that, I just started going to the gym a couple months ago, so definitely trying to get into my health and working out about 5 times a week. So that's something new that I recently introduced. And other than that, just focusing on my career and trying to become the best recruiter that I can. Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. Well, it has just been an absolute pleasure having you on the Happy Traveler. Zach, is there anything else you would like to add? And where can everybody, I'm sure, that wants to work with you now, where can they find you?
You know, definitely, like I said, on Facebook, I'm already booted up, getting going for my day here. Like I said, I'm on Facebook. You can easily find me on there. I am on LinkedIn as well. And then, you know, definitely very easy to reach. My phone number is rerouted to my personal cell phone. So that's one thing I like all my nurses to know, is that when you dial my number or text my number, it's rerouted to my personal cell. I know that that's a big thing in today's market. Nurses like to know that they can reach their recruiter. And I like to make sure that I am available and easy to reach. So I always try to address anything. Like if a nurse has a time card issue, then, you know, I'll get back to them as quickly as I can. So, yeah, but easy to find me on Facebook, easy to find me on LinkedIn. Aside from that, obviously, yeah, definitely easy to reach me, on my email or my phone number for sure.
Great. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for jumping on with us. That was awesome. A ton of great insight. And I love the whole beachside thing. That's you and me have that in common, but everybody who's listening, that's Zach Khalil. He's with KPG. So please go and check him out. Go and find him. Go work with him. He's incredible. Thank you so much for jumping on. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we will see you again for a brand new episode next week. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Bye.